Bezer Hashem, tonight we're up to Simon Shin Ches Sif Zayin, continuing on with the halachos of Muktzah. Mechaber tells us, Chatichas Cheres Shenishbara B'chol Mikli. If you have a shard that came off of a utensil, it isn't automatically Muktzah. Ru'uya L'chasos B'kli. You could use it to then cover another kli. Muto Tatla Fil Mokum She'en Kelim Mitzuyim Sham L'chasosam B'kli. To lose the identity of a kli is to be entirely unnecessary. Even if that item isn't necessary here, isn't usable here. For example, if everybody uses these types of cell phones, and I have a cell phone case, no one here uses that as a cell phone case. Doesn't mean it's not going to be a kli. In Hilchos Tuma V'Tahara, it will still be a kli. So too, if this could be used as a kli, it was a kli, it could be used as a kli, then it didn't lose its identity of kli, even though it was broken. V'mzarka la'ashma b'oid yoyim, but once it was thrown into the garbage, then asla taltal, kivan shebatal miyos o kli, because now it was batal from being a kli, and then it loses its identity. The Ramah adds something that's going to take us on I'm not going to use the term wild goose chase. In the most positive sense, we're going to follow a few Mishnah Berurahs in terms of deciding what happens if the item is not a kli for you, but is the kli for somebody else. And this is actually an important yisod in Hilchos Muktzah. We're going to have to look up three or four Mishnah Berurahs. So the Ramah says as follows: Vafilu chazi la'ani. Even if it is used by an ani, so then in such a case, it's not going to be muktzah. However, if the bailim are not aniim, continues the Rama, hol v'iktsua bailim shelo afal pi shehem ashirim. If the bailim are maktzah, so then in such a case it is muktzah. The muktzah la'ashir have a muktzani. This is a term from the Gemara. Once it's muktzah for the ashir, so then in such a case it's muktzah la'ani. Now the parameters of this halacha, muktzah la'ashir have a muktzah la'ani, we need to check in a few Mishnah Berurahs. First of all, let's turn ahead to Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Nun Beis. There, we once again have the halacha of a kli that's usable, and the rule of thumb is for garments that needs to be gimel etzbos al gimel etzbos to have chashivus. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkata Nun Beis, v'ayim b'achram shekasu dila ashirim asa l'taltlan, that for ashirim it's going to be asr for them to be metaltal. It has to be three tvachim by three tvachim, because gimel etzbos, ashirim will throw that out. They're not going to use it to save it to patch up their pants. If the pants have a hole, they're going to throw out their pants. So therefore, l'ashirim it's also taltal. However, that's still not the whole picture. We need a kos of hashlishi and even a kos of revi. If we take a look, this is all b'schus Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, that's mitzayin to all these Ramahs. If you take a look in the Ramah later on, in Simin Kuf Aleph, Gayin, excuse me, all the way at the end of the Simin, so over there, we have, once again, the rule, Muktzah la'ashirim have a muktzah v'afilu aniyim ein metaltan. So once it's muktzah la'ashirim, then the aniyim can't be metaltal. That's how the Shin Ches concludes. So the Mishnah Berurah there explains as following. Shekvar huktza midaito shabal bayis ha'asher. That's a critical line. At the end of the day, who's the balabais? The balabais is koveya, whether it's going to be muktza or not. He's going to be the koveya. Ve'ein chiluk ben aniyim shebebeso ben aniyim shechutzal beso. Does linan basar mishu balav. That we go, who is the bailim. We learned that if it's gimel etzbos, gimel etzos, it's mutter to be metaltel. Then we say that's only when it belongs to the ani. And then the Taz says that an usher that's dar bebeis ani is going to be nigrachrav, but the usher is always going to be usher to be metaltal. But that is a little bit of a chiddush. The Taz is a little bit of a chiddush. The pashtus is that it's always going to be the balabayis that's going to be koveya, except for the position of the Taz, who says that in Usher, the Alma is going to be Usher the Taltel, that even if the Balabai, the owner, is not Maksa, but for an Usher, he would be Maksa, it would be muktza for him. So that's important for us to realize. Therefore, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita over here points out, Dafke kisha asher balav ena choshev litno la'ani. Al kisha ani balav aflu asher ena muktza. But if the ani is the asher, is the bailim, so then in such a case, it's not going to be muktza for the asher as well. Okay. Continuing on in the Mechaber, back to Mechaber and Sif Katan Zayin. V'dake chatichas cheres mishum da'asim mishivrei kli. Avodavar she'em bo shaychas b'kli kagon sroros o avonim afal pi shu'im l'chaspem kli oslo tatlam. So this is an important rule, and that is the rule of Muktza Machmas Gufo. Muktza Machmas Gufo, it's going to be osur to be metaltal. V'chol davar she'enu kli klal oslo tatlam fil tzarech gufo kol she'ken l'tzarech mikomo. Certainly tzarech mikomo is going to be usher. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says people make a mistake that we mentioned a while ago that people make. Skip ahead, we'll go a little bit out of order in the Mishnah Berurah. The first wide line in the Mishnah Berurah, Umikam Margola Mipuma de Inshe. It's actually a euphemism. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah really meant Margola. Margola is a pearl. But over here, that's an expression that's used when people have a good expression. But over here, it's actually not a good expression. People say that you're allowed to be metaltel a ner, that in order that the ner should not be damaged. And he says, you're not going to be able to move the kli shemalachto li'isr, just like you're not allowed to move a muktza machmas gufo. When it comes to muktza machmas gufo, you don't even have that tzarach gufo tzarach mikomo. But if you're moving a kadesh lo tipaseid, so that's not even considered tzarach gufo tzarach mikomo, and that's going to be usr. So that, the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes, is going to be a problem. Let's go through the Mishnah Berurahs quickly. There's a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. They're all straightforward but important points. Let's go up to Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. Hashulchan Aruch Osef Bekan Levar Shnei Dvarim Deshaich L'Sif HaKodem. Achar. Echad. Demashin Iskoshon Desagi V'mashi Yeshava Roy L'Chasis Ba. Afilu B'makum She'im Mitzuyim Kli L'Chasis Ba. Number one is that as long as it has a purpose, even if here it doesn't have a purpose, it's going to be fine. Dehainu B'karmel So B'shus Ram Kon Shenotel Kenech Ba'om Nol Tit. V'atam Kivin Dikator Is Kli. So even if it doesn't have a purpose in the Mishus HaRabim, it's not going to have a shame, it's not going to be Muktza. Let's skip down to Sifkaton Lamed Dalet, Shem Bo Shaychus, Kugon HaShoshi Shal Barz of Atarvel Ve'chem Bikas. You have a piece of steel, Kimon Shein Akli, Aslo Tadol Fil Tzar Gufo. For example, Kigon, and the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say people make this mistake. Lutko also makom briach ledeles. Every once in a while, a person will take a rock or a piece of metal and use it to stop a door. You know where this happens? Where for us this is a shaila. You have a brick, and you want to take a brick to use it to stop a door. So is a brick going to be a kli? The Pashto says no. Even though the brick has been fashioned to serve as a brick of the house, that's hard to argue that in such a case it's going to be a kli and not going to be muktzeh. It really depends what type of brick, what type of setting. Maybe we'll discuss this a little bit more. But one should be careful. Many people will use things for a stopper and that really has a din muktzeh. People are doing construction in the house. They're large pieces of tile, and they want to use that large piece of tile to close the door. So it could very well be that tile hasn't been entirely fashioned yet. It's not considered a kli yet. So then in such a case, it's not only an evan that they use to nebuch to throw at cars on Shabbos, but an evan that hasn't been entirely furnished for its function in such a case is also going to be muktza as well. So the Mishnah Berurah's examples are important examples. Im lo shiyase bo ktsas maisa tikkun kodem Shabbos. So my svarim, in my study, my wife brought in, she didn't want to put the svarim on the floor, even they were in a cellophane, so she set aside two bricks to support the svarim. So then in such a case, if you did a maisa, yesh lachbar, maybe you even have to do something on the brick itself, then the brick will no longer be muksa. But stam to take a brick would be a problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out also just obvious points, not fancy lumdus, obvious but important points. First word on the line is Virabin. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Psila nikris kli. A psila, a wick, is considered a kli. V'afil nidukla k'tzas menu b'shabes sh'avra. Even if it's been used, it's still considered a kli. O b'chol. V'dino, and v'dino k'kli sh'b'achtu l'isser. Last time we said a big chiddush from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that a leichter might be, not be considered kli shemalachta l'isser because muktzah machas kusar and kis, but obviously a psila is not, and therefore this sometimes happens that you were lighting Shabbos candles and there was an extra wick that was sitting there. So what would be the halacha? And the wick is sitting on your Shabbos table. So if the wick is taking a place that you want that place, and you'd be mutter to move it. The fact that you're embarrassed that there are guests coming over and there's a wick sitting there, Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva says that that's not enough of heter be considered letzorech mitkama. V'dino kiklishim nachtel iser shematol tatal tzarkufim komo aval shivrei psil. This also happens when you're lighting candles on Shabbos, right? Your wife finished with the match. So what's the status of that match? L'chura, this is the same thing. Aval shivrei psina she'ena om demod alakam iner hareyen kitzroros v'avonim shasla tanafil tzarkufim komo. Then you're going to be stuck. And then he goes on to say that ner shel shava, the ner is klishim nachtel iser, and that would be mutter v'tzarek gufo v'tzarek Mikoma. Let's go on to the next halacha. Hopefully people aren't rushing. Let's get a little bit more in. Kol hakelim hanitolin b'Shabbos, all utensils that are used in Shabbos, dal sasein shenisparku mem nitolin bein nisparku b'chol bein nisparku b'Shabbos. If you have a keli that's mutter, and for whatever reason the door was disjoined from it, so it's not yet muksa, because it's still part of the kli. What does it mean, still part of the kli? So Mishnah Berurah explains, Lomi bar nisparku b'Shabbos, the mutter b'chanein agabe avien, we're talking about a door that comes off, let's say, a jewelry box. And there's no shaila, the jewelry box is functional, both parts are functional, there's no screwing that needs to be done, you don't need to screw in a screw, which would be a shaila on Shabbos Gzeira Midrabbanan. It would be easy just to click it in. In such a case, then everything is muktzah, the door is going to be fine, and the box is going to be fine. However, the post can point out that this case, you don't make the mistake in regards to doors of houses, says the Mishnah Berurah, four lines from the bottom. The chol zeh b'dalsas hakli, the kisei kli chashuvin hen. The kisei is chashuv. Al dalsas habayis al chalonos, al b'shuruin leiz etamish kli chashuvin, komokim kimin shlo huchnu lekach, asurim v'tiltel, the staman omdin l'schaber v'bayis. They're generally made to be reattached to the house. V'lachain asu bein esparku b'chol, bein Svarku b'shavs. They really have no purpose. V'haraya, if they're not attached to the house, they have no purpose. V'haraya, the kids go and they burn them on Lag B'Omer, the doors, the wooden doors from the home. So they obviously, I don't know, that's a bad raya actually, because they'll burn anything. But at the end of the day, this is the general assumption in regards to the tlassos on Shabbos. The Dirshu adds that it doesn't apply to all doors. They say it's in number 55. V'del shenitka mitzirei be'erev Shabbos v'yichdal l'zman katzar l'niach ala pesach l'asirim mikoma below tzirim. There are doors that you don't always reattach, at least in the times of the Chazanish, and still have some type of purpose. So then the Chazanish says, Mutta taltla, then you're about to be metalta. The koshkem kosher bechevel dak. If it's already been tied with chevel dak, certainly it's going to be mutter. So it really depends on the door. If the door needs to be, the only function the door would have would be to be reattached with the malacha on Shabbos, so then in such a case, it will be problematic. Chazanish points out that in his days, they even used doors that were detached for other things as well, and therefore it would not be a problem. So it really depends on, you know, what, how are detached doors and how is the detached cover of the kli used. If it's usable, then in such a case, not muktzah, if it's not usable, it is. Yeah.
You're saying usable being usable for a different purpose, not
correct.
Not just
correct.
Reattaching
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Reattaching it would be a problem.
Right. So reattaching would be a big shaila bonet. To be Mosif Lubinian is going to be a real problem. Now, there is an interesting diyun that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had, and actually here, Rav Nevensal points out that he heard from Shlomo Zalman is a little bit different than what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa seems to say. What would about a button that comes off of one's one's jacket. So Rav Neiman Sal was under the impression from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal L'chumra that since you could only sew it on Shabbos, and what type of purpose does a button have? Really, Mikra Dedina, it would be Mukta. However, in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Neiman Sal makes reference to this in Perek Tezvav Ha'ar Reish Chafalf, and this is how Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as well in the Dirshu, is that he differentiates between what type of button it is. He says, a button that's Pashut, a straightforward button, if I could compare our two buttons. Oh, no, they're the same ones. I thought my jacket had a pattern. I remembered that my button had a pattern. But these are both, all of our buttons over here are generic. All of our buttons today are generic. So I didn't remember what jacket I was wearing or what my button looked like. Either way, so there's some buttons that are unique to the suit, and there's some that are generic. So our buttons are generic. Rav Shlomo Zalman said there it would be muktzah because now it's been detached. It loses its chashivas. But a button that is still associated with a particular beged, so then in such a case, then it really doesn't lose its identity of its shame kli because associated with the beged. Rav Neiman Sal Shlita pointed out that he thought that he was under the impression that Rav Shlomo Zalman had said that since it requires a malacha to put it back on, it's going to be muktzah. So adayin sarachiyun, why would that be so? So Rav Shlomo Zalman just concluded that lechatchila you shouldn't be metaltel, but it still has the shame kli. Still has the shame kli. While Rav Neiman Sal thought that it could be that there's room to be machmer, and Taka Rav Moshe Zatzal in Or HaChaim Chelekei Simen Chav Beis is machmer. Finally, the Dirshu concludes with a very interesting chakira. What about a mezuzah that fell off from the doorpost on Shabbos? Clearly, a mezuzah that it was off the doorpost on Shabbos, so then there's nothing ostensibly that makes the mezuzah muktzah. But the problem is that do you look at it as if it's a door that came off the kli? So the kitzer called the mincha Shabbos says lechura it's muktzah because as a din vosas habayis shenisparku. But Rav Yashiv over here is quoted in number 56 and saying ma pitom. He's saying at the end of the day, it's not the same relationship. A mezuzah is a mezuzah is a mezuzah. Yes, you're mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah when you have it on the door. But if it's not on the door, it's still called a mezuzah. If it comes off the door, it's still called a mezuzah. It's not like a door that has come off its hinges that has no purpose. And therefore, Rav Yashiv said, l'chura, it's not going to be muktzah. So that's a diyun in the poskim. It's 11 o'clock. I'll make a bar and fush. Do we have to daven there?